story I saw late yesterday afternoon on MLive.com written by Susan Demas. The headline read, Senator Rick Jones compares female PR executive to hooker. Truscott Rossman founder Kelly Rossman McKinney has asked Senate Minority Leader Randy Richardson to look into the fact that Senator Rick Jones compared her to a prostitute. In a Mirror story dated December 28th, Rossman, the head of a top Lansing public relations firm, named Jones and House Democrats as the biggest losers of the year, calling the senator unavoidable for comment. He is all about the media release rather than public policy. Well, Jones retorted and then called and emailed MERS with an unsolicited response to Rossman's remarks. As an elected senator, I am honored to fight on behalf of my constituents for the best public policy. Unfortunately, Kelly, like a hooker, works for whichever client hires her. Policy be damned. She always gets worked up when I oppose her clients. Business must be tough. I find it funny that she took on a Republican partner, and she's referring to John Truscott, who's the partner with her in her PR firm. On the other end of our line is Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, this is a little spicy tidbit to put in your coffee.
You know, I think that this is a very blatant, sexist remark. And I, the sexism that happens downtown at the Capitol is an embarrassing fact of what still goes on down there. And, this is just a blatant, obvious overture, I think it's unfortunate. It's terrible for the state of Michigan to have, standard bearers, making statements like that. It just, we try to say Michigan's not a dinosaur, Michigan's coming back, and then you got like a caveman remark like that, and it just shows that Neanderthal quotient is still very high at the Capitol.
You know, Gretchen, I don't mean to sound, this is stunning to me. As someone who was raised by a single parent and just a mom, I thought in these times, sexism, especially on a professional level, especially in state government, was almost extinct, but you say it's still a big problem.
It is a big problem. And, I think a lot of us hoped and thought that with the election of our first female governor that, a lot of these attitudes would be shed. And, in fact, I think it's gotten worse. There's fewer women in government now than there's been in, years and years. I mean, we have we've only got four women in the state Senate now, and we were at a historical high of 12 when I first came in just 6 years ago. And so I think, it's the attitudes like that and the comments and the way that the legislators treated Governor Granholm by calling her Jenny, referring to her as one of the blondes downtown. Those kind of demeaning remarks really make the state look bad and do a disservice to all women everywhere and make women looking at public service as an honorable profession shy away from it. I think it's a terrible type of behavior, and it's embarrassing for the state.
Now, you know that the good old boys are going to say, you need to have a little bit thicker skin. We're just kidding around, but we respect you.
That's baloney. There's no defense for this. And, he didn't refer to John Truscott as a gigolo. He referred to Kelly Rossman as a hooker, and he never would have said something like that about a male in the same position. And I just think, it's really as a mom and a woman who's raising two kids and a woman who deals with it as the first female leader of a caucus in the state Senate, I deal with it every day, and it's something I don't talk about, but it underrides so many actions that happen at the Capitol. It's frustrating to see it.
Gretchen, when I first saw the story, I thought it was just a tacky little unimportant story, but then I got to thinking about, if you recall, last year, decorum in Congress, the way the president was addressed and attacked verbally, it seemed that we were losing our professionalism, our decorum, even just the way you treat the person on the street has gone down the toilet.
Yeah, I think so. We're a very judgmental society, and I think the way that campaigns have gotten so ugly and personal really has left such a distaste in everyone's mouth that, you know, I think when you see all these the people in Iowa, how they've been inundated with this ugly campaign stuff, and it's all on one side of the aisle. I mean, it happens on both sides. You know, both parties are guilty of it, but the level of discourse has done such a disservice to the general populace, and to see that the people who are our standard bearers, our opinion leaders, engaging in it at its worst form is just, you know, it's nothing but destructive.
Have you seen or witnessed this type of behavior from Senator Jones before, and have you had a chance to talk to him about it?
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it, but I certainly have been the target of it in the past, and not specifically from him, but when spokespeople refer to my comments as prattle or shrill, those are gender-specific, comments that are done to degrade the content of what I'm saying. And I think that, this is just a more blatant, obvious term that I think they're getting called on the carpet for, and I think they should. I think we deserve our constituents, and we deserve to treat the people of Michigan better.
Do you think that Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville should look into this?
I think that there should be a public apology from Senator Jones, and I think that there should be some sort of a reprimand. This behavior should not only not be tolerated, it should be punished.
All right, Senator Whitmer, let's talk about folks will be coming back into town here. What's at the top of your agenda legislation-wise?
Education, education, education. You know, every economic standard that we want to and should be aspiring to is driven by a greater emphasis on education. We need a workforce that is going to be cutting edge, that is going to drive business decisions to come and invest in Michigan. And we want to model ourselves after Minnesota, not after Indiana. And so to do that, we've got to make a four-year college education the standard for everybody, and we've got to absolutely fund K-12.
The revenue estimating conference is next week. We'll get a handle on where we're going, where we need to go, and how much money we actually have in the coffers. It's estimated that it could be up to $1 billion. What should happen with that money?
Well, we need to repay the school aid fund. The Republicans took almost $1 billion out of the school aid fund, away from K-12 education, to pay for a business tax break that hasn't yielded a single job. So any revenue that we find needs to first go to repay K-12 so that our kids aren't bearing the burden for this massive tax cut for business. Secondly, if any dollars above and beyond that need to be focused on early education and higher education. I think that, you know, our seniors have chipped in on their pension taxes being increased. Workers have chipped in when their income tax is going up. We need to invest in something that's going to yield to all of our benefit, and that's education.
Shouldn't we save some of that money?
You know, saving for a rainy day is a good idea, but guess what? It's raining right now, and our kids need to be our primary concern as we invest toward the future of Michigan.
Where do you stand on the bridge, and is that just a dead deal for this year?
You know, I have supported the bridge concept all along, and my hope is that we'll renew that discussion. I have reservations about the governor going it alone for a variety of legal reasons, but hopefully that discussion will start back up and the legislature will take some action.
All right. Supposedly, we've made it easier for business to save money and to hold on to the money that they have. We need more jobs. What can be done by you to create more jobs in 2012?
Well, I don't know that government can create jobs in and of itself, but building a bridge, I think, will have a shot in the arm to our construction industry, which is just struggling like crazy in Michigan, and help the big three in moving their goods. And those are both good business things for Michigan. But to make sure that we've got an educated workforce, that's where businesses go, where they've got people to do the work, and that's got to be our primary objective.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.